This is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
So in the last episode, we were talking about the endless text loop.
Right. We touched on the dater view.
The dater view. Yes. Yeah. So dater view, you know, feels like a job interview, but it's supposed to be a date.
It just felt like you were ready to fucking go off about this. Take it away, Sarah.
A little bit. So I know you and I both have a frustration with a certain question that gets asked a lot. And I would say mostly like online, I get it more often than in person.
And it's a more recent development.
Yeah.
Like within the last year or two.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
What are you looking for? My keys.
Right? My sanity. Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First pair of tiny pants. Yep.
Yeah. And the reason that it frustrates me is because I haven't even met you yet. And it's like, and you're already jumping 10 steps ahead. And for me, like, I have no expectations. When I meet somebody, I just want to meet somebody. Like, I don't say, I want to meet somebody for this purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to fit into this section. And of course, on dating sites, it is a little different. And I do understand that, like, the main intent is to find someone to date, right?
I want a relationship, or I want to date, I want to hook up, whatever. A lot of people claim they ask this so that they're not wasting your time or wasting their own time. However, it just seems like there's an end game in place when they ask this. And a lot of, not expectations even of the relationship itself, that's the end game part of it, but expectations of what you should be like when you show up.
Right.
And otherwise, it's grass is always greener. And this is where that paradox of choice of having so many choices online, or even people ask it in person now too, of having so many choices of I can just get it wherever, that they just move on otherwise. And fine, move on. I'm going to dodge that bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, there have been a lot of people that maybe I wasn't initially attracted to, but eventually, like, getting to know them and, like, their personality, like, flipped it for me, where it's like, hey, this is actually someone I'm attracted to.
Right.
It's like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, you're 6'4" and...
Some of those people have what I call gray tape syndrome.
Yes. Yes.
That is where they're so pretty and then stop talking. You're ruining it. Mm-hmm. You just want to put duct tape over their face.
Yes.
To preserve the image that you had of them, not just physically, but maybe while you were doing some text messaging or something that you think... Did you have somebody else send those messages? Because the person that has showed up and speaks in front of me, what?
And I will say, oddly, that I'm doing a podcast now. I feel like I am much better in writing, like when I write, than when I speak. And so I can see how even I almost embody that.
People are different when they're writing than when they speak. Like, I'm much more polite.
Yeah, and I think there's time in crafting a response or a message. Mm-hmm. I think there's a little more thoughtfulness to it, and it's not so on the spot. And whereas you, the, you know, mistress of improv,
sure.
I feel like you're a little better at it than I am. I just go, and then...
It's called blurting. I have no social filters is the problem, and people say, I'm so jealous of that. No, there's a price. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's always a price.
Yeah.
But when they start with this dater view, they ask what you're looking for, and literally a lot of times I do say, my keys.
Yeah.
But then the other questions that go right after that, if you pass that one, or if they leave that one off for the first 10 minutes of your conversation, so tell me about yourself. That's literally the same question you get in an interview.
Right. That's way too broad. And, you know, especially when you have a dating profile that's actually filled out and they don't even ask you about things. Oh, I saw that you are interested in this. I have a question about that. Like, it's not even specific. It's just, tell me about yourself. What do you do for fun?
Oh, what do you do for fun? There's so many things that can be misconstrued in writing, especially when it comes to online, that people think if you say words like casual, fun, no expectations, that it's code for something. I think the body language can get a lot across. Even when you meet someone in person, because I know that we're kind of diverging. Some of this we're talking about with online dating, but these things are starting to happen analog as well.
Yes.
Where you meet up somebody in a random situation, a party, a brunch, a bar, whatever, and they start, well, what are you looking for? I don't know what I've done to brought on the, to bring on this kind of abuse. Or the dater view of... And where are you from? That's an ancient thing where they go, where are you from? Tell me about your family.
That's at least to me a little more personal. And I'm a lot more accepting of that than the broader, than all these like weird, random, broad questions. Because, yeah, that whole what are you looking for me, I do say, like, I don't have any expectations. And I don't mean that as in, like... You know, I'm down for anything. That means I don't go into it going, this is going to be something. Because I like meeting people. I just want to meet people.
That's not acceptable anymore. I know. I have to tell you that. You have to have an ulterior motive to everything you do.
So behind the times.
We're little old men.
Old people.
Oh, my gosh. And... then you talked about with the online getting stuck in the texting thing and not them not wanting to meet.
That is where I live. That is absolutely where I live. I will talk to someone, kind of start out, you know, the little, hey, conversation, whatever, get to know each other. And then I suggest, like, let's meet. Yeah, okay. Like, let me see what my schedule's like. Then they'll kind of ghost for a little while. And then they'll come back. And then they'll start up. A whole like new side of a conversation, but never address the fact that they want to meet.
Yeah.
And it just goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And finally, it's just like, I'm not wasting my time on that. Because especially in my dating profile specifically says, you know, like, I am looking to meet. Like, we will grab a cup of coffee. Like, message me. That's all you need to do. And I will always, like, grab a cup of coffee. Like, I have no problem with
that. It's just coffee. It is not a proposal of marriage.
Right. Right.
I don't understand that. I get the thing where if they do want to meet, their first suggestion is, why don't you come over? That's not safe.
No. No.
That is not safe. No. I've never met you. I'm a late night person. I talk to people late at night. And... I don't even care if it's broad daylight. I'm not coming over to your house. Plus, for all you know, I could be a crazy stalker, and now I know where you live.
Right.
Like, calm down,
people. It's not safe for anyone. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not safe for the boys. It's not safe for the girls. Like, get this out of your system.
Yeah.
One question I have started asking people that I have found has a more interesting response when I speak to them.
Yes.
Oh, it's a secret. Okay, the one I've used for a long time is, what do you snack on late at night?
Oh.
Because food brings people together.
Right. You know that.
The new one I've been using, and I know this is going to sound like, well, now I have my list of questions, but I think that getting a different perspective when I ask somebody, like, what would your friends tell me about you?
But see, I feel like that's an interview question.
A little bit. I mean, sounds a little formulaic.
You know, what would your coworkers say about you? What would your last boss say about you? To me, I gotta shoot that one down. For me.
Now that you're saying it, I never want to use it that way. I never want to use it again. It does sound crappy.
It for you.
It's awful.
But I do kind of like that, you know, in at least getting another perspective. Yeah. It's like, I don't need you to tell me about you necessarily. Because you may not be honest. Of course, they may not be honest in answering that question either.
Maybe not. And our producer has disappeared.
We all have. Us.
The ick has been spread. This is why I sound like I have something shoved up my nostrils. I'm sorry.
Yes, the funk has settled into everyone's chests and sinuses. So except me.
I know.
Fingers
crossed.
Our producer
had to wander away and cough and sneeze and stuff. And then the cats are here. As always, Sebastian and Oliver are those are our actual producers. Let's just be real.
Her moral support, mm-hmm. for sure.
So what is a good question, a good way to get to meet people? Obviously, you don't know because nobody will fucking have coffee with
nobody
you.
Nobody wants to meet me.
And nobody wants anything from me but for
unless
me to come over.
Unless they just want to fuck. And then, you know, they always want to meet you.
Vagina but, delivery service, yeah. 30 minutes or less.
Knock, knock, knock. Mm-hmm. No. But no, I think for me, I like to look at people's profiles. If I'm doing this online, I'll look at people's profiles. And I ask specific questions about, like, if they have any interests listed, you know, mm-hmm. if it's something that I don't know a lot about, I'm going to ask them because everybody wants to feel like an expert, you know? And it's like, and if I can educate you on something, like, that's kind of awesome.
And if somebody took the time to write things, they also enjoy knowing that you're literate enough to read it.
Yes.
And that you took the time to go, hey, they're really into Galaxy Quest or knitting with hair.
Dog hair.
Or, yeah. Like, why does it go to hair? That's really weird. Or they like to make 50 kinds of curry or yes. something like that. And I'm a terrible cook, so I will let them cook, and I will ask them about making curry.
Anytime I see somebody with a profile that says, like, I love to cook, I always ask them what their best dish is. That's always, like, my go-to. It's, what is your best dish?
So the food questions are making it. Because, yeah, yeah. The late-night snack, that was something I've always liked knowing about people as what kind of stuff do you eat late at night? Mm-hmm. When you get the spoon and you head towards the kitchen, like, wait... You get the spoon in the kitchen. I don't keep a spoon in the bedroom.
I have one in my pocket at all times.
You get the spoon, you head towards the kitchen. Ah!
I'm ready to go for it.
I know. You get it out and you go, whoa. And you stand there with the fridge open, staring, going.
For me, it's the cabinets. I always go to the cabinets. Usually, like, the crunchy, salty snacks.
I go to the cabinets, too, but I start with the fridge.
Yeah, see, I don't.
And then I close the fridge and go to the cabinets. And then I go, well... Is there something on the counter? And then I go back, make a little loop. That's my food snacking cardio, I guess.
Nice. All right. Gonna burn off those calories.
Yeah. So I'll just ask you what you're gonna cook for me since you can cook.
Oh, gosh. It's really weird when if someone asks me what my best dish is. I feel like it's one of the weirdest things to say. But I'm gonna go with beef stew. Like, it's such a random thing that I feel like nobody goes, I make an awesome beef stew, but I love my beef stew.
I make perfect rice every time. I've bragged about this on multiple occasions. My oldest friend, Chris, and I have a theory that the better cook you become, the worse your rice gets. And so I've tried to stay a terrible cook.
I could see that, yeah.
And I can make, like, jasmine rice with, like, a perfect crust without even trying. I can just,
Look at you. It's fancy.
But, and I can still cook eggs, but anything else, it's got to be this spontaneous, like, suddenly I know how to make deep fried plantain bananas. And people go, what? Or, yeah, what did I
figured it out.
I told you, I was like, I'm going to make a mango curry lamb pizza. I don't know how curry came into this so much, but it's just because. Because
curry is awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, so my experiments turn out interesting, and I think I'll just talk about food with people from now on.
I feel like we must be hungry.
We must.
We changed this into food really fast.
What are you looking for?
Food.
Food. Now I know how to answer the question. What are you looking for? Food. So let's go eat.
Yep.
Comments, questions, knock-knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.